In the past year, we've seen tons of leadership turnover at the Sewerage and Water Board. Plus, it's still facing budget challenges, staffing troubles, billing issues, and aging infrastructure problems. So my first question is, why on earth would you want this job?
Well, having finished 30-plus years of public service in City of Milwaukee, I started looking around for a new chapter and new exciting and opportunity. And this position really ranked the top of the most challenging and most exciting career opportunity that I could find.
Yeah, so you just started this job in the beginning of September. And so in the last couple of weeks, has anything surprised you? What have you learned so far?
I don't know if I'm surprised. Certainly the scale, it's the variety of issues that we're facing. And some are self-inflicted, some are not. Some are short-term and some are definitely long-term. Obviously, the short-term is the billing and the customer service related issues. Certainly, we need to regain the confidence of the public and the customers, and that's top priority for me.
You recently told The Advocate that replacement is the only option. I wonder, what do you mean by that exactly?
I'm talking about the long-range plan for the utility. Obviously, we have a good infrastructure today that is doing its job because of recent investments that were made in terms of turbines or pumping and what have you. But the question that I've asked a lot of my folks is this infrastructure that you want to rely on 5 years from now, 10 years from now? And the answer is no. So we really are left with nothing but really an overhaul of the system and start to change and replace what we have.
How do you expect to go about doing that and paying for it? It's been well published that the Sewerage and Water Board is owed something like $20 million or more by customers. And so facing that sort of a budget situation, how will the Sewerage and Water Board be able to pay for some of these repairs and replacements that you're talking about?
Right. Well, you know, regaining or collecting the $20 million is certainly a short-term goal of mine, but we're talking about a much, much larger scale in terms of investing in the future. So the conversation that we're going to have, and it's going to be a tough one, is that, okay, as we move forward and, you know, developing a plan, again, for the next 50-plus years, we're talking billions of dollars.
When you're talking about billions of dollars, what are you thinking about replacing? What needs replacement?
Well, certainly all the antiquated turbines that generate powers. Well, the question is fundamentally is, do we remain in the power generating business, or do we then find a partner out there that's what they do for a living, and maybe that's the efficient way to go? But then you're looking at the pumps, you're looking at canals, you're looking at pipes, you're looking at green infrastructure as part of a layered solution. All these, you know, have to be looked at, assessed, and whether it falls in the 10-year plan, whether it falls in the 20-year, who knows? But everything that we have now has to be touched eventually.
And is that going to take some kind of a new stormwater fee or tax, do you think?
I think that's where the answer lies, is in a new funding mechanism, and it could be a stormwater fee. I think the conversation has begun and has to continue a little bit more seriously. And we just have to make the case by showing the needs. But before that, we have to regain the customers and the public at large and even the policymakers' confidence, and then that we are worthy of a new funding mechanism, that because we will be trusted to use it very wisely, responsibly, and again, advancing the utility to where it needs to be.
Ghassan Qurban, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.